Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
What if every Valentine's Day gift you bought earned something back for yourself? Well, it can if you shop Macy's One Day Sale. You can save 40 to 60% on fine jewelry, designer handbags, and more. Plus, you can earn faster during Star Money Bonus Days this weekend only. Let our gift guide help you find the perfect gift for the loves in your life and earn Star Money for yourself. What's not to love? But don't wait. It's all over tonight at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply, including gift card services and fees.
Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center, or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life. No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good morning. You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. A little bit of a different pace from yesterday with all the snow. We are going to have a few morning clouds and then plenty of sunshine as we continue through the rest of our Sunday. Highs are expected to be in the mid-20s. Winds will be shifting coming from the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Going into tonight, we're going to have a few clouds through the overnight hours. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly clear with calm winds. Lows dropping down to the single digits. For our Monday, an increase in clouds in the afternoon. It is going to be a few degrees warmer than today. Highs expected to be in the upper 20s. Winds are still going to be on the calm side. As we get into Monday night, we are going to have some snow showers later at night into the overnight hours. We are expecting anywhere from a trace up to half an inch expected through the overnight hours. Lows dropping into the single digits once again. Tuesday snow is going to be ending in the early morning hours. Then more sun than clouds throughout the rest of the day. Going to be a bit cooler though, highs in the mid-teens. As we get into Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies with afternoon snow showers moving in. Up to 2 inches expected by midnight. Temperatures are going to be in the mid to upper teens. For Thursday, we're going to have lingering snow showers in the early morning, then mostly sunny through the rest of the day. An additional 1 to 2 inches is possible for Thursday. Highs are going to be once again mid to upper teens. Friday is going to give us light snow starting in the early afternoon and lasting for the rest of the day. Up to an inch accumulation is expected, highs in the low to mid-20s. And then as we get into Saturday, we are looking at heavier amounts of snowfall is going to continue throughout the entire day. Around 3 to 5 inches additional through Saturday is possible, and that's going to continue as we get into next weekend, Sunday as well. Highs in the mid to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Hope everyone has a great rest of their day.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It is a partly cloudy 10 degrees, and that is actually down as our low so far for the day, actually cooling down. As for yesterday, we had a high of 30 degrees, and we also received between an eighth and a half inch of snowfall. The record high for this day, 55, was set in 1977. The record low, 28 below, that was set back in 1899. Last year on this day, our high was 42, our low 32. Sunset today will be at 5:24. Sunrise tomorrow at 7:07. As for right now, there's no precipitation. The barometer is at 30.31 as it rises and winds out of the east at 4. Again, it's 10 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News this morning is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV and Appliance.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Bo Henricks. As for Friday afternoon, February 7th, the Viroqua Fire Department responded to a brush fire between two structures. Approximately 2:30 p.m., the Viroqua Fire Department was dispatched to 53261 County Road B in the town of Jefferson. Upon arrival, smoke and flames were visible from a brush fire, which had spread onto a nearby structure. The fire was quickly brought under control and extinguished. Damage to the structure and some farm equipment was reported, but most of the structure and equipment were able to be saved due to quick response. No other buildings were reportedly affected by the fire. The Viroqua Fire Department cleared the scene at approximately 6. No injuries to civilians or firefighters were reported. The origin and cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Viroqua Fire Department was assisted by the Westby Fire Department, Viola Fire Department, Vernon County Sheriff's Office, and Tri-State Ambulance. Friday afternoon at approximately 4:54, Iowa County 911 Center received multiple calls of a motor vehicle crash on U.S. Highway 151 in the township of Mineral Point. The crash investigation shows a single southbound vehicle operated by Anthony Wendt, 32 of Platteville, veering off the road and striking a rock wall, causing Wendt to be ejected from the vehicle. Emergency responders arrived at the scene, but life-saving efforts were unsuccessful. Anthony Wendt was pronounced dead at the scene by the Iowa County Coroner's Office. This is Iowa County's second fatal crash in 2025. Faith, Family, and Friends Walk with Grace team will be hosting a dance today from 1 to 5 at the Phoenix Center and Richland Center. Music will be provided by Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band. The event will also feature food, an auction, raffles, and a bake sale. A $10 donation is requested for admission, with all proceeds from the event going to Walk with Grace. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has identified 88 school districts who will have 94 referendum questions on the spring ballot in the upcoming elections. And this follows the November 2024 fall ballot, which saw 138 referendum questions across 122 school districts, and the spring 2024 election, which saw 103 referendum questions across 93 school districts. According to the Wisconsin Policy Forum, 2024 now holds the record for most school district referenda that went before voters across Wisconsin in a single year at 241, breaking the previous record of 240 set in 1998. Five school districts are among the 88 schools with spring 2025 referendum questions that will appear on the February 18th primary ballot, including Mauston, which is seeking an operational referendum to avoid dissolving as a school district. On April 1st, the 89 remaining questions going to the referendum on the spring election ballot include for school districts such as Baraboo, Cuba City, DeSoto, Dodgeville, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Riverdale, River Valley, Shoalsburg, Viroqua, and Weston. Representative Tony Kurtz will be holding a following listening session for constituents on the 41st Assembly, on the 41st Assembly District to attend and share their thoughts, concerns, and ideas on what's happening in their community and statewide. Monday, February 10th, Kurtz will be holding listening sessions at the Reedsburg Library from 10:30 to 11:30, the Waniwok Library from 2:30 to 3:30, and from 5:30 to 6:30 at Lake Delton Village Hall. The Department of Workforce Development has around $1 million in expanded Wisconsin Fast Forward funding available to Wisconsin school districts to help train students for future careers in advancing manufacturing and construction for filling critical workforce needs or filling. Grant amounts will range from $5,000 to $100,000 and will be available for school districts as they prepare was to strengthen Wisconsin's future skilled workforce. These funds will support projects in advanced manufacturing or construction fields, including machine and controls, biotechnology, robotics, healthcare, medicine, and warehousing. Technical education equipment training grants reimbursement to school districts for the cost of buying and installing the technology equipment used for educational purposes for vocational training and also in advanced manufacturing and construction fields. Funds also cover the cost for equipment operation, software, and infrastructural materials. Grants benefit students and their families by reducing higher education costs through dual enrollment credits, industry-endorsed certificates, and technical endorsements on high school diplomas. Find additional information or download an application on the Wisconsin Fast Forward Program website. Applications must be mailed by 3 Tuesday afternoon, February 18th. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Richland Center's death by chocolate. Question, did that really come true? And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the book, Odd Wisconsin, Amusing, Perplexing, and Unlikely Stories from Wisconsin's Past. It was written by Erica Janik. It's on pages 125 and 126. As Ella Mealy left a party in Richland Center on January 8, 1891, she was given a bag of chocolates as a parting gift. She ate several pieces on her way home before collapsing in agony. After hours of convulsions and delirium, she uttered, "If this would be the end of me, I would be so happy." And she died of strychnine poisoning. Her party host had been the 24-year-old Rose Zoldesky, a Sunday school teacher who boarded with a widowed doctor. Zoldesky was accused of murder. At her trial, it was disclosed that she was in love with the doctor and had considered Ella Mealy a rival. Worse yet, it was also revealed that the doctor's wife had also died of strychnine poisoning soon after Rose Zoldesky came to live with them. Her case drew national attention, and but for her being a female, the press reported that she would have undoubtedly been lynched. Despite Zoldesky's seeming link to the two deaths, nothing connected her with the strychnine, and no one saw her poison the chocolates. She cut a fine appearance in the courts and favorably impressed the reporters. The jury, however, found her guilty. Unleashing fistfights and partisans, widespread pleas for clemency, they said. After Zoldesky spent 6 years in prison, Wisconsin's Governor William Upham pardoned her in his last day of office. It was early in 1897. She fled to a remote farm miles away from any train station to spend the rest of her life in obscurity. The press asked this question: was she a modern Lucretia Borgia or a victim of circumstantial evidence? After now more than a century, the jury is still out on that. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Yuba bands and Czech music.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. A perfect gift for your sweetheart this month is a membership to the Richland County Historical Society. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Today is February 9th. Steve Johnsrud, 71, of Waseca, died February 1st. A funeral mass will be held on Monday at 11 at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Boscobel. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel today from 1 to 4, and the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to the charity of your choice are appreciated. Steve Johnsrud, 91, of Waseca. Gay V. Donovan, 70, of Casanova, died Wednesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Burial will follow in the Souls Creek Cemetery. Friends may call, at the Souls Creek Cemetery. Gay V. Donovan, 70, Casanova. Carol Sue Odison, 85, of Richland Center, died on Monday, February 3rd. Funeral services will be on Wednesday at 1:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at 1:30. Carol Sue Odison, 85, of Richland Center. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center, died on February 2nd at home. Graveside services will be held on Thursday at noon at the Dayton Corners Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This morning's birthday and anniversary wishes are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Sending out birthday and anniversary wishes on this cool Sunday, February 9th. We'll start off with a birthday wish to Lucas Downa from Lori and the Guys. Happy birthday to Jessica Ringelstetter today from Mom and Dean. Happy birthday as well to Mike Hulsmeyer from Sacred Heart Parish. Best wishes today. Happy 8th birthday to Addie Emier. Happy birthday to Emler. Love Mom, Tyler, Aiden, Ashton, Tisha, and Papa Todd. Happy birthday to Melvin McCain from Mom, Delilah, Grandma, and Grandpa. Happy birthday on behalf of the Richland Center Lions today to Lisa Ermelio, Owen Gillette, Laura Huth, John Lewis, Kevin Tuckwood, and Jessica Ringelstetter. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Luke Coe, Aaron Faga, Dylan Martin, Jesse Goblin, Aiden McCormick, and Spring Duffy. Happy birthday to Vernon Carter today from Schmidt Woodland Hills. Happy anniversary today to Jody and Heather Cornell from Beulah Wesleyan. To all of you celebrating your big day, be it a birthday or an anniversary, we hope it's a great one. From all of us here at WRCO and from The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports Report this morning is brought to you by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Hendricks. It was a busy weekend for high school sports. On Saturday in boys basketball, Sparta defeated Richland Center 78-47. And, of course, we had wrestling coverage here on the radio, one of which was the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference tournament. And WRCO's Phil Nee has more on that.
The Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Wrestling Tournament began in the early 1990s, and for the first time during that stretch, the DeSoto Pirates are the champions. They won a Scenic Central title in 1979 and a Ridge and Valley Tournament title in 1985. Saturday's meeting between the Ridge and Valley, Scenic Bluffs, and Six Rivers teams was held at Royal High School. The Pirates scored 193 points, followed by Royal Oneiwoke Center with 189, and Ithaca Weston was third at 132. With three champions on the day. At 106 pounds, Dalton Lean of New Lisbon was a champion, Haley Yatkin of DeSoto second, Keaton Brown of Royal Oneiwoke Center took third. At 113 pounds, Jaron Grimslet of North Crawford Seneca took the title, Brendan Rick of Royal Oneiwoke Center was second, Carrick Thompson of Ithaca Weston wrestled back to third, Doyle Prentice DeSoto fourth, Cyprian Klein of Cashton was fifth, and Michael Godlewski of Brookwood finished sixth. At 120 pounds, Aiden Grudenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle won his 49th match without a loss on the year, getting the championship win over Gavin Wilkins of North Crawford Seneca. Third place was Dom Torgerson of Kickapoo Lafarge. Fourth, Calvin Marks of Hillsboro. Hayden McDowell DeSoto was fifth, and Jamison Atkins, North Crawford Seneca, finished sixth. At 126, Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle took the championship. Parker Milsna of Cashton was second. Kanoa Rogers of DeSoto third. Ronan Culver of Kickapoo Lafarge finished fourth. Easton Wopat Royal Oneiwoke Center was fifth. And Logan Gajewski Hillsboro finished sixth. At 132 pounds, Caden Mickelson of Cashton is a champion. Kasten Gazda of Brookwood was second. Hunter Moe, Ithaca Weston third. Travis Halfmeister of Royal Oneiwoke Center was fourth. Luca Appleby, Kickapoo Lafarge, fifth, and Alec Mulholland of North Crawford Seneca, sixth. At 138 pounds, it was Drew Powell of Brookwood taking a championship. Landon Sanders of DeSoto, second. Hunter Samish of Royal Oneiwoke Center was third. Fourth place, Damon Phillips of Royal Oneiwoke Center. And fifth place, Jacoby Milsna of Cashton. Brenton Ewing of Kickapoo Lafarge finished sixth. At 144, Thomas Frosty of North Crawford Seneca wrestled for a championship over Derek Franzen of Ithaca Weston, who finished second. Cale Koenig of River Ridge Cassville was third. Jet Bender of Royal Oneiwoke Center was fourth. Andrew Hora of Hillsboro finished fifth. And Bryson Brandt of Ithaca Weston was sixth. At 150, Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston was their first champion on the day. Garrett Dragan of Royal Oneiwoke Center was second. Kai Pekonen of Brookwood was third. Lane Marshall, River Ridge Cassville, fourth, and Riley Frederick of Kickapoo Lafarge was fifth. 157, Trenton Baldwin of DeSoto was a champion. Turner Calhoun, Royal Oneiwoke Center, was second. Third place, Will Dasher of Pecatonica Argyle, and Dylan Hemmersbach of Kickapoo Lafarge finished fourth. At 165 pounds, Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston was first. Peyton Krager of DeSoto, second. Jackson Bender, Royal Oneiwoke Center, was third. Emery Simerson of River Ridge Cassville was fourth. Landon Udelhoven, River Ridge Cassville, was fifth. And Nick Bird of New Lisbon was sixth. Several teams had more than one wrestler entered at the weight classes to fill the weight classes at Scenic Ridge and Rivers. At 175, first place, Seth Greeno of DeSoto. Second, Emerson Murray, Royal Oneiwoke Center. Lakota Webster DeSoto, third. And Deacon McDonough of Ithaca Weston finished fourth. Moving up to 190 pounds, first place, Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston, Keegan Colden of DeSoto was second, Samson Degner of Royal Oniwak Center was third place. Fourth place, Sam Wiedmeyer of Brookwood, and fifth place, Jack Christensen of Cashton. Sixth place, Reed Wabshaw of Ithaca Weston. At 215, Ryan McCoyak won his third Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference title, taking a championship. Justin Obert of DeSoto was second. Third place, Trenton Fry of Royal Oniwak Center. And fourth place, Ashton Krubel of River Ridge Cassville. And at 285, Bennett Coder of Kickapoo Lafarge was a champion. Second place, Braden Peterson, DeSoto. Third place, Grayson Stebbins of Brookwood. And fourth place, Bryzek Steen of Royal Oniwak Center. Once again, congratulations to the DeSoto Pirates, scoring 193 points and the title at Scenic Ridge and Rivers. Royal Oniwak Center was second with 189. Ithaca Weston, 132, was third. Brookwood, fourth at 87. Kickapoo Lafarge, 73. And in sixth place, North Crawford Seneca with 68 points. Cashton, seventh, 66.5. Pecatonica Argyle was eighth, 62.5. River Ridge Cassville with 48.5 was ninth. Hillsboro, 10th with 47. And New Lisbon was 11th with 28 points. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. Also, out on assignment yesterday, having more conference wrestling news, WRCO's Bill Twining.
There was plenty of wrestling in the area over the weekend as the SWAL-SWC conference tournament was held Saturday at Prairie du Chien High School. The night before, there was a big tournament at Belmont, the SWAL-SWC girls tournament. And those teams, girls teams from the Ridge and Valley and Scenic Bluffs were invited as well. And the tournament was won on Friday night by Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, 94.5 points. Lancaster was in second place with 90, followed by Prairie du Chien, Mineral Point, and Richland Center fifth with 81. So five teams within 13 points of each other. Here's how area girls fared for Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative team, which won the tournament. They had an individual champion in senior Mariana Miller at 107 pounds. A couple of runners-up, sophomores Emerson Miller and Madison Glass, while three girls took third for Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, Maddie Townsend, Mara Hughley, and Lorelei Young. Richland Center had a couple of runners-up in junior Kaylee Spildy at 107 pounds and junior Madeline Muller at 132. Mariah Obday placed fourth and Valerie Favre sixth for Richland Center. River Valley had two third-place finishers, freshman Mackenzie Schulte and sophomore Montana Joels, while Aubrey Conway placed fourth. Also from the immediate area, Jewel Grosskopf took fifth for Ithaca Weston, which was wrestling without Kaylee Manning. Boscobel Wazika Steuben had a pair of runners-up in Tatum Brutos and Lexi Lathrop. Dodgeville a runner-up in Brielle Walmer at 185. Iowa Grand Highland had third-place finisher in Maria Schaefer at 138 pounds. Highlights from the SWAL-SWC Conference Girls Tournament on Friday night that included girls teams from the Ridge and Valley and Scenic Bluffs Conference. The boys' tournament was held on Saturday at Prairie du Chien High School and was won by Mineral Point, third champion in 3 years. A couple of years ago, Fenimore took the tournament. Last year was Iowa Grand Highland. On Saturday, Mineral Point took the top spot with 208 points. Fenimore second to 190.5. Iowa Grant third with 168.5. Prairie du Chien and Belmont Platteville rounded out the top five. Dodgeville was sixth. Riverdale eighth with 96 points, and Richland Center, River Valley finished 11th and 12th, respectively. There was a three-time champion crowned in Håkon Peterson of Dodgeville at 144 pounds. The junior took the championship. He is still unbeaten in his high school career that has included two state titles. Håkon Peterson was named the tournament's most valuable wrestler after defeating two-time champion Rowan Carey of Mineral Point in the finals, in the final match of the evening on Saturday. Two wrestlers took their third championship, Blake Tierry of Prairie du Chien and Cade Rule of Mineral Point. They're both seniors, winning titles. for the third time. Taking their second championships were sophomores Shane Rashawn of Dodgeville and seniors Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk and Tristan Stelt of Fenimore. Other champions on Saturday at the All-SWAL-SWC Conference Clash, freshman Memphis Burkhalter and Liam Carey of Mineral Point and Briggs Weigel of Belmont Platteville. Sophomore Lakota Brewer of Riverdale took the title at 132 pounds. A pair of juniors won championships, including Grant Matthews of Riverdale at 285, Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville, and a pair of seniors took their first title at the conference tournament, teammates Tyson Imhoff and Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grant Highland. In addition to two-time champion Rowan Carey falling short in the finals against Håkon Peterson, there were three other wrestlers who failed to repeat at conference championships, Siler Zansevich of Fenimore, Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grant Highland, Maddox Goebel of Darlington Blackhawk. Three wrestlers were conference runners-up for the second time, Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk, Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien, and Richland Center senior Ethan Hady. And junior Brody Meese of Riverdale became a three-time conference runner-up in the title match at 138 pounds. Here's how wrestlers fared from area teams in the conference clash on Saturday. First of all, for Richland Center, Ethan Hady led the way with a runner-up performance at 120 pounds. Placing fifth were both Mason Jelenic and Ethan Bindle in the upper weights, while Caden Stibbe was sixth at 113 pounds. Riverdale had just six wrestlers in the tournament, but all six placed for the Chieftains, including champions Lakota Brewer and Grant Matthews. Brody Meese was runner-up at 138 pounds. And three freshmen won their fifth-place matches, Wyatt Schramm, James Schramm, and Hunter Wilkinson. The River Valley Blackhawks had a pair of conference runners-up in Wyatt Nockreiner at 157 pounds and Blake Brickle at 190. Mason Schulte took fifth at 144, while both Ty Larson and Hunter Alt placed sixth for River Valley, which was wrestling with just seven wrestlers in the tournament. Boscobel Wazika Steuben had just five men on the mat. Two of them placed. Ashton Udelhoven, a sophomore, was fourth at 120 pounds. Job Wetter, a junior, was seventh at 157. For the Dodgeville Dodgers, a couple of champions, Håkon Peterson and Shane Rashawn. Meanwhile, Rhett Spurley reached the finals but placed second at 126 pounds. Blake Faust was fourth at 106. And John Qualley won his seventh-place match at 215. Iowa Grant Highland was led by champion Tyson Imhoff at 157 and Gavin Hinderman at 190 pounds. Taking second place for Iowa Grant Highland, Griffin Wineski, a freshman, at 106. Also Jackson Bussey, a former champion, at 165. Winning his third-place match was Bodie Brockhoff at 285 for Iowa Grant Highland, while placing fourth was Lucas Christensen, a senior, at 126 pounds for Iowa Grant Highland. The Mineral Point had three champions to lead the way. Freshman Memphis Burkhalter at 106 and Liam Carey at 120 pounds. In addition, winning a title, his third senior, Cade Rule, at 175. Other place winners for Mineral Point, the team champion, at the All-SWAL-SWC Conference Clash, Rowan Carey was a runner-up at 144 pounds. Jacob Dannenberg won his third-place match at 150. Also placing, Lennon Ewert was fourth at 113 pounds. Sammy Springer, fourth at 132. Sawyer Dannenberg was fourth at 157 pounds. And winning fifth-place matches were Elliot Kite, Mason Scullion, Emmett Collins, and Matt Orrett were the champion Mineral Point Pointers at the 36th annual All-SWAL-SWC Conference Clash on Saturday. For WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Also, in men's basketball, college level yesterday, it was Wisconsin defeating Iowa 74-63. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area.
Hoenig Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say. My heart, oh God, make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God, make it ever true.
May I be like you. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God.
This is what I pray. 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Part of the Super Bowl festivities will be a ceremony honoring the victims of the New Year's Day terror attack in New Orleans. ABC's Will Reeves says there's tight security throughout the city preparing to host its 11th Super Bowl.
There are over 2,700 law enforcement personnel here, state, local, federal, and now Secret Service, with President Trump in town for the game.
He'll be the first sitting president to attend a Super Bowl. The president's efforts to reshape the federal government have hit their